Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, several years ago, I had the pleasure of visiting Barcelona.
Great place.
Tremendous. And one of the most charming things were, among the regular old bars, they had vermouth bars.
Yeah.
Where that was just about all they sold.
Yeah.
And so I tried a lot of different vermouths. I was so impressed by the quality and the variety.
Well, when I was in Barcelona, I did not go to those, so I didn't get that experience. So every now and then, I get to explore, and this is one of the things that's fun about doing this show for all these years, I get to explore some wine area where I really have very little experience, and such is the topic this week, vermouth. Up to now, my knowledge has been pretty limited, mostly the Noilly-Pratt sweet and dry vermouth that is on every back bar and used mostly to, historically at least, make martinis.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, but there has been a growing interest in vermouth as a standalone beverage as well as a cocktail component. So,
yes.
Vermouth is a fortified wine, red or white, mainly produced in France, Italy, and Spain. It is flavored with various botanicals, which means, like gin, the flavor profile will change significantly from producer to producer depending on the botanical selected for their house style. The wines can vary from off-dry to bone-dry, but are usually noted for having a marked dry bitterness in the finish.
Mm-hmm.
The Piedmont city of Turin was where the modern style of vermouth was originally developed,
mm-hmm.
or so they say, and the name of vermouth is the French version of the German word vermut, which means wormwood, which
indeed
is used in making these things. Anyway, I tried three examples of the Rosso, or the red style, which I found really interesting. The first from Spain was Perucci Gran Reserva, which is $25 a bottle. First made in 1876 by Don Augustus Perucci, the wine is nuanced by a combination of over 50 kinds of herbs, plants, and roots.
Wow.
Deep ruby in color, this was the sweetest one I tried, with very forward aromatics, soft roundness on the palate, and a subtle bitterness in the finish. This is a sipping vermouth, served slightly chilled, probably no ice, and enjoyed as a standalone beverage.
Right.
The next two were from Turin, which is kind of emerging as a major focal for vermouth.
Been there, too.
First, the Cochi Vermouth di Torino Rosso, also $25. One of the original Turin vermouths, first produced in the late 1800s. Drier than the Perucci, it is still considered a sweet vermouth and is a Rosso, as all three of these were. The nose is assertive with influences of wormwood and citrus. The palate features bitter orange, cocoa, a touch of nutmeg with a pronounced bitter finish. It's a nice aperitif, but also a good component I could see in a Manhattan or a Negroni.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty fascinating stuff. And lastly was one called Antico Torino Vermouth Rosso. This one is $35. This company was founded in 2016 by an old acquaintance of mine, Vittorio Zoppi. And you and I actually had lunch with him because he used to represent Mastroianni Brunello.
Yeah.
So anyway, his focus was to create new recipes inspired by respected traditions, and he has succeeded here. It's a tincture featuring wormwood, gentian, rhubarb, aloe, vanilla, and is blended with wine with some burnt beet sugar. So amber red, complex aromas of rhubarb, ginger, vanilla, and citrus. It's just a mouthful of interesting flavors that go on and on.
Yeah.
I didn't select a wine of the week this week because I just thought this was just too interesting.
How about that? Well, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.